Chair for the Chatham County Board of Health, Stephanie Freese, said how routine vaccinations are particularly important to fight the current spread of measles, as one person with the disease can infect up to 18 others around them. In an interview with 97.9 The Hill, she called that an impressive number for a transmissible infection.
In the absence of vaccination, most people are susceptible to becoming infected with measles. When you have vaccines, certain people, even if they are exposed, are not going to get it. And that's the vast majority of them. The vaccination is 97% effective. So 97% of people who are vaccinated for measles will not get it, even if somebody with measles is right in front of them.
According to the board, decades of scientific research, rigorous testing, and ongoing monitoring show vaccines to be safe and effective. But Freese said one reason people avoid getting them include general white coat syndrome and feeling anxious in medical settings. Because vaccines are meant to stimulate the immune system, she added how the shots can also cause immediate and temporary side effects, like soreness or feeling poorly afterward. But Freese added,
"They are certainly nothing in the face of an actual disease."
In the United States, the board chair said 1 in 5 people with measles are hospitalized, and according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, more than 60% of those who contract it are unvaccinated. But noting the rise in cases nationwide, Freese said people are losing trust in vaccines. She explained how the messaging around them can be confusing, with others fearful of experiencing long-lasting effects.
And those have been disproven time and time again. You know, the vaccines are not going to cause lasting damage to your brain. They're not going to change how you behave in society. They are going to protect you from very serious diseases and protect your loved ones and the community.
Freese said it's especially important to keep up with routine vaccinations because not everyone can get them. And while transmissible diseases spread more aggressively in cities than rural areas, she said the number of people within a community is susceptible to infection also plays a large role in whether it does.
By protecting yourself and your loved ones, you are also protecting people who are immunocompromised, infants who can't be vaccinated, pregnant women who can't be vaccinated. And that is really the goal between herd health immunity, is just to make sure within a population there are enough people that are vaccinated to prevent the disease spread from the people who could be vaccinated, you know, to the ones who cannot be.
Another important action for community members to take includes getting both doses of the measles vaccine, with Vice Chair Zachary Bryan stating how the first dose is only 93% effective compared to the second's 97%. Those curious about their vaccination status can call their local health department.
Vaccines really are the most effective protection for populations. One thing that's really important, especially for highly contagious viruses like measles, by protecting yourself, you're actually protecting your neighbor. That goes back to the herd immunity concept. We find it highly effective to vaccinate our populations to protect against diseases.
To see the full range of recommended vaccinations, see the story on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.